We're going to start learning today's chapter, Ratio and Proportion. It's the 12th chapter of Class 6 textbook. What is ratio? The comparison by division is ratio. We denote ratio using the symbol colon. When we compare two quantities in terms of how many times we're talking about ratio. Let's take an example. Isha's weight is 30 kg and her mother is 60 kg. So we can say mother's weight is twice Isha's weight, or the ratio of mother's weight to Isha's weight is 2:1. Very important that we have to note here is two quantities which have the same unit can be compared. If they are in different units, then we try to first convert the quantities in the same unit and then compare. Let's take some ratios in different situations. For example, Sheena has 2 marbles and her friend Shabnam has 3 marbles. Then the ratio of marbles Sheena and Shabnam have is 2:3. Another example, there are 24 girls and 16 boys going for a picnic. The ratio of the number of girls to the number of boys is 24:16. And we simplify it further and we observe that the simplified form of the ratio is 3:2. Here, we divide the numerator and denominator by 8, which is the highest common factor of 24 and 16. And that is how we obtain 3:2. Let's talk about some more examples to understand ratios further. The ratio of 15 bikes to 9 cars in the simplest form is 5:3. That is, bikes is to car is equal to 5:3. We obtain this by dividing the numerator and denominator by 3, which is the highest common factor of 15 and 9. And likewise, yet another example, the ratio of 24 shirts to 9 jeans in the simplest form would be shirts by jeans is equal to 24:9. Dividing by 3, both numerator and denominator, we obtain 8:3. Let's talk about equivalent ratios. We can get equivalent ratios by multiplying or dividing the numerator and denominator by the same number. Abhay travelled 75 kilometers to reach his office and Anuj travelled 45 kilometers. The ratio of the distance travelled by Abhay to the distance travelled by Arjun is 5:3. When simplifying the ratios based on measurements, write the quantities with the same unit. Write the ratios of 30 centimeters to 1.2 meters in the simplest form. Here, we first convert meter to centimeter. 1.2 meters is equal to 120 centimeters. Then we find the ratio and we obtain it as 1:4. Ajay poured 8 ml of juice from a 64 ml bottle. Ram poured 16 ml of juice from a 128 ml bottle. Are the ratios of the poured juice to the starting amount of the juice are equivalent? Because we know that 8:64 is equal to 16:128, that is 1:8.